Joel Heitkamp on News and Views. We've got a very great guest starting out this segment, Amy. And we have on the line Senator John Hovind. Welcome. Good morning, Senator.
Dan, good morning.
How are it's a pretty busy time in the farm world. It's very, very busy time on the farm bill and everything, and a very busy time in Washington, D.C. You're back in the state. Tell us what's going on, and congratulations, by the way, on becoming a farm bill conferee. That's huge for the state of North Dakota.
Well, thanks, Dan. I really appreciate being on the conference committee, and I'm anxious to get started, and I'm going to do everything I can to keep pushing not only members of the Senate but the House to get into conference, get after as fast as we can, and get a farm bill. And I absolutely believe we can do it. I think in terms of the farm bills that were passed in the Senate and House out of our ag committees, we had an eye towards conference. So we definitely can get there. We just got to get after it. But I also want to, you know, just express my concern for these storms we had last night. I'm out in Dickinson, and we went through one, you know, really high winds and rain, and you know, there's some good crops out there, and I just hate to see them get whacked with some of the stormy weather. So you know, my heart kind of goes out to some of those farm families today.
We've had quite a tough year in terms of weather-related activities in the state of North Dakota. We started out late. We've got a lot of prevented plant, 4.43 million acres out of 23 million planted in the state is idle. That doesn't count the inundated acres, and now we have storm events to top that off. It's a challenging year for North Dakota agriculture.
You know, it's an odd year because, like you say, 4.4 million acres of prevented plant, but then some of the, you know, the crop that did get in looks good, but now it's late because it's been cool, particularly here lately. We're going to need some heat for the corn, and now we get these storms. So, I mean, you know, you just realize agriculture is a challenging business, and, you know, that's why it's so important that we get this long-term farm bill with the enhanced crop insurance that we've built into it.
You know, our political system has been a little bit of a challenging exercise as well. Talk about some of the things that are going on. You know, there's been some reports that the farm bill is already written, you know, even before you guys go to conference. A lot of conflict. You know, you have a nutrition title on the Senate side. You don't have one on the House side. What's the status of the farm bill right now?
Well, look, in terms of the farm bill itself, you know, and I'm going to have some farm forums next week. I'm actually out west doing energy. We've got Secretary of Interior, Secretary Sally Julin, doing energy stuff in Williston. We'll be in Dickinson today and be up in Minot doing some other stuff with their MADC Area Development Corp and some housing up in Minot tomorrow. But next week, we're going to be having some farm forums. We'll be out there on the eastern part of the state, as well as probably up in Minot again doing some stuff, or maybe Bismarck. And that's to make sure, one, Dan, we're getting information out about the farm bill, both the Senate and the House version, as well as, again, listening to our farmers and you know, the farm groups, and making sure that we're not missing anything in terms of what they feel needs to be there. But, yeah, there's a lot of information going around, but the basic farm bills, I mean, the big fight, of course, is the food stamp number. But the basic farm bill, as we passed in the Senate, enhances crop insurance. It continues the no-cost sugar program. It saves about $24 billion and is a really a strong package. The House version focuses more on the countercyclicals. We've typically known it without direct payments. But clearly, we can bring these two bills together and have a good product for our farmers and ranchers.
You know, Congressman Peterson, who's going to be on later on the show today, is talking about that the possibility of an extension. What kind of? I know that Harry.
Yeah,
Reid,
I don't like that idea.
I don't think anyone likes that idea, Senator. I know that Senator Reid, the majority leader in the Senate, has said that's a non-starter in the Senate. Do you think that you know, with 9 days, they tell us we have 9 days for Congress to act on this when you guys get back? What do you think?
I want to get a bill. I don't want an extension. I want a bill. I want a long-term bill. And here's the deal. I met with the majority leader of the House, Eric Cantor, a week before last. I said, hey, we got to go into conference. We're ready to go. Let's do it. Let's get this thing done. We can do it. You got House members in there that, you know, like Chairman Lucas and Colin Peterson and Kevin Cramer, others that are Christy Nolan, they're pushing hard. Let's go. And he said, well, they wanted to pass a food stamp bill. And I said, okay, do that, meaning last week, and name your conferees, let's go. Well, they didn't get that done. What they're saying is that they'll have their food stamp bill up as soon as we get back. And I think that Speaker Boehner said, regardless of how that comes out, they'll go ahead and name conferees. They need to do that. They need to do that. We need to be in conference right away. Now, I think we can bring these versions together quickly. I think it's going to look pretty much like you and I and others have discussed, you know, in terms of enhanced crop insurance and that being the real focus. Obviously, the food stamp number is going to be a compromise. And we got to get the bills back for final vote in Senate and the House and do everything we can to pass them. So there's a path to get there. We just got to get everybody pushing to do it.
You know, I sense just a tish of frustration in your voice on talking about this and talking about, you know, the pace or lack thereof of what's getting done in this farm bill. Do you see some movement? Do you see any movement over in the House to get some of this stuff done?
Well, Dan, it is frustrating. I wanted to be in conference right now. That's why I was pushing, like I say, not just Senate members, and we got the Senate members. We got a conference. We're good to go. But also on the House side, pushing everybody on the House side, including their leadership, hey, name your conference. Let's be in conference here at the end of August. So, you know, when we get back in September, all we have to do is vote. And so, yeah. Everything bad is frustrating, but that doesn't mean for a minute we give up. We just keep hammering away, and that's what we have to do.
Are you hearing enough from the North Dakota farm groups? Are groups like mine, the North Dakota Grain Growers Association, and others? Are we weighing in enough? Are we giving you enough input to help you and your staff? And by the way, Senator, your staff is golden. Just awesome folks and awesome to work with. Are we giving you guys enough of a direction that North Dakotans would like to see?
You know, I really think so, Dan, and I appreciate it. You know, obviously, that's something that, you know, we'll be talking about, like, say, next week as we do some farm forums around the state. You know, obviously, you got to continue that push, particularly on those members on the House side that maybe aren't the real solid Aggies, some of those guys that are from the suburban areas and so forth. And I think there was an event over in Minnesota, Colin and some of the Minnesota House members were over there. I think you had some of the members from some of the districts that may be a little more urban, and we're talking to them. And, you know, we just got to make sure that we're continuing to get folks on board, particularly in the House that maybe don't come from rural or farm districts.
You know, we talked about the weather challenges, Senator, and all of the things. And one of the things, of course, that we visited just a second ago is about all of the prevented plant acres. And I know we've had a little bit of problem with the Risk Management Agency wanting to pay up on this deal. And I know you've worked very, very hard on this. It's a rule called 1-in-4, and it would take us a whole entire show to explain it. But where are we standing? No one out in farm country doesn't want to plant a crop.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. And like I say, when you look at, you know, some of these wheat fields or some of the corn out west here and stuff, you know, if we can just get that through, that's going to be a good crop. And so, you know, it gets hit by weather and they end up with crop insurance. I mean, that's never as good. Every farmer wants a crop, but that's why it is so important we have crop insurance that A, works, and B, is you know, easy to use and understandable. And we don't have that. You mentioned the 1-in-4 rule. That's right on. Brandon Willis, the head of the Risk Management Agency, I'll have him out here later this month. Again, we'll have meetings around the state with him. He has committed to rewrite what they call their special rules or special provisions. They've got these special provisions. There's about five or six of them. One is that 1-in-4 prevented plant. And we like 1-in-4. It's just then they brought in another kind of catch-all special provision that says that they decide what a normal weather year is. Well, nobody has a clue what that means. And so it just makes the whole thing confusing. He's committed to me that they're going to rewrite that. We'll have him back out here talking to our producers. And for the next crop year, we hope to have that solved and have a simple, straightforward solution. Now, you know how it is with crop insurance. There will always be more to do, but I think it'll be a definite improvement.
I'll tell you what, normal weather year in North Dakota, that's kind of a contradiction in terms, isn't it, Senator?
Yeah, it is, and nobody knows what that means, and that's why we had such a wrestling match for last year, and we finally got them to agree that it was not an abnormally dry year automatically. Now, in some cases, a farmer may be in that situation, but I think we, by and large, got it fixed for 2012. But, again, we can't be wrestling with that every year. That's not only a problem for our producers, that's also a problem for the people that write crop insurance.
Senator, really appreciate visiting with you today, and thanks for slugging it out for us out there in Washington, D.C. We've been listening to Senator John Hoeven on the Mighty 790 KFGO News and Views. We're coming back.